Welcome back, everybody. I'm Yomi Tidup to Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph 103a, and we are on the top of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said Zeha Kal. The Mishnah said this is the rule that anyone who does a malacha and the malacha is miskayim on Shabbos, you are going to be chayim. Remember, we had that machlokas Rashi in the mitzvah. What exactly does it mean that it's miskayim on Shabbos? Either that the malacha was done on Shabbos or that it lasted the entire Shabbos. That's considered enough to make it a significant amount of time. So what does this mean? Ask the Gemara Zeha Kal Lasu Yemai. So what is this coming to include when we say Zeha Kal? When it says this is the rule, usually it's coming to include something. Answer the Gemara Lasu Yeh Dechak Kepiza Bekav. It's coming to include one who hollowed out something that can contain a kav. It has the ability to hold a kav, but you only did 3/4 of a kav. So even though it's less than what it is capable of, it's still functioning enough, and you're going to be chayv for that amount as well. And then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Hamakeh Bekornas Al Asadan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, even someone who hits the hammer on the anvil as opposed to on the item itself, you're still going to be chayv. So ask the Gemara, my covet. Why would you be chayv? What did you do to make yourself chayv? Rabbi and Rav Yosef Tamar Tavai, Mitneshim Amines Yado. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef both answer, because by doing this, you're training in order to be able to hammer properly. So even though you're right, you didn't do a malacha by hitting the object itself, since you're hitting the anvil, this middleman, that's a training issue, and therefore you are going to be chayv. But that's the command of the Kashruba B'nei Rechava. Elameata, Chazu Umanusa Bishab Tavagamar Hakanami Dimachayv. If someone's walking down the street and you see someone doing something on Shabbos, and you're going to learn from watching them do it. So you see a guy building a house, and you would learn certain architectural tricks by watching it. So are you also going to be chayv for training on Shabbos? Since when is training on Shabbos going to be a problem? So there is a chiluk to be made there between doing an action, not doing an action, but still, how could you possibly say you're going to be chayv from over there? So rather, what we mean when we say you're going to be chayv for hitting the anvil is because in the times of the Mishkan, they used to have gold sheets on every wooden plank. So every 3 bangs they would have, they would smoothen out the hammer. So they would hit the hammer on the anvil to make sure that it's smooth. And that way they would make sure to have a smooth plank with the gold sheet over it. So that's what they would do. Tanin Amihach, we have a support for this. So it says the exact same thing, that someone who hits the hammer on the anvil is going to be chayiv, even though it's not the object itself, because this is what they used to do for the sheets of gold in the Mishkan. Good. Now we are up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the melacha of Choresh. So a Choresh Kolshu, someone who plows any amount, v'amenachish, and someone who weeds, v'amakarsim, and someone who prunes dry branches, v'amazarid, and someone who prunes other types of plants, Kolshu, any amount, chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. V'amalakid etzim, someone who gathers the wood by cutting off the branches of a live tree, imlasakin, if you're doing it to improve the tree by taking off the bad branches and you're doing it to improve the tree and the surrounding soil, kolshe, and then you're going to be chayv for any amount. Imlahesek, if you're doing it for firewood, kedelavashal beitzakala. So we've seen this amount before. The amount you're going to be chayv for collecting firewood is the amount that is needed to cook and easily cook the egg. Vamalakin asavim, someone who gathers grass, imlasakin, if it's to improve the soil around, kolshe, then you're going to be chayv for any amount. Ivel mehema, if it's meant to feed animals, so you're going to be chayv the amount we've seen previously for animals. Animal food, kimlo piagdi, which is the amount that is enough to feed a baby goat. So that's how much you're going to be chayv, depending on what the purpose of your malacha was. So ask the Gemara, lamai chazi, when we say hachorish kol shule, you're going to be chayv for plowing any amount. So who cares if you plow a tiny amount? What's it used for? Chazi levezra dekara. So what would it be used for? It's fit for planting some sort of pumpkin seed. We have a similar activity by the Mishkan, shekin roi lakela chachat shel samanim, because there was a need for them to dig such a tiny amount to just plant one stalk of the herbs that are needed for the dye. So we see that it was even a tiny amount of choresh would be chayv. And then the Mishnah said, amanachi shel makarsim mamazari. So someone who weeds, prunes, or prunes the other stuff, you're going to be chayv. Ton rabban rabba son asarbaisa. Atolish ulshin, that's someone who plucks and dives amazarid, zradim, and someone who prunes reeds. Imlachil, if you're doing it for human consumption, ki grogeres, like all other malachos, when it comes to eating, it's grogeres, which is this shear of a dried fig. Imlevehim, if it's meant for animal food, kimlo piagadi, like we saw in the Mishnah, it's the amount that's needed to feed a young goat. Imlehesik, if it's meant for firewood, we also said in the Mishnah, kine lavashel beishtza kala, then the amount that's necessary is the amount that it would take to cook and easily cook that. Imliaflis is a karka, if it's meant to improve the ground, kol shehin, then any amount. Ask the Gemara though, atu kulu lo liaflis is a karkaninu, even though they might serve other purposes of eating or for animals or for burning, but aren't they all automatically going to improve the land? Because when you take out the bad stuff, it makes the other stuff good. This is how people work the land. So aren't all these things going to help the land? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmar Tavayu ba'agam shanu. So Rabbi Rav Yosef both thought that what we're talking about is we're talking about a swamp where the land does not need to be improved, and therefore it's not going to necessarily be considered an improvement of the land. Abayi Amar Abayi gives a difference. She says, afilu tema besada lava agam. No, could you even be talking about a regular regular field, it'd be going to go kamachavim. So we could be talking about a regular field, but you did not have intent to improve the land. And since you did not mean to, this is considered now a davar she'inu miskavin, something that you did not mean to do, and therefore you would be patur because we hold like Rabbi Shimon. But ask the Gemara, the Abai and Rabbi Damer Tavrayu Moder Rabbi Shimon Psik Resha Velo Yamos. But this is a Psik Resha, meaning Abai and Rava both agree that even Rabbi Shimon, who says davar she'inu miskavin is going to be mutter, when you do one thing and you don't mean for the other thing to happen, it's going to be mutter, that's only when you don't know for sure that the other thing is going to happen. But when you know for sure the other thing's going to happen, then of course you're going to be chayv. So over here, you're pull-locking all these things and fixing all these things, of course the land is going to be improved. So how could he say this? Rather, Andrew Gemara, important line, lo tricha dekaavid ba'ara dechavre. Rather, we're talking about a situation where you did it in your friend's land. And since you don't really care about that land, you're not going to be chayiv. So this is the concept of a psik resha delo nechale. There's a very important tosis over here that has machlokes, whether a psik resha delo nechale, Rashi explains lo ichbas on that you don't care. So will you be fully mutter? Is it fully allowed? Or is it just only now in Isra Midi Rabbanan? So Tosos quotes the Shita of the Aruch who says that it's fully mutter. Tosos disagrees, and most other Rishonim disagree as well and say that it's only in Isra Midi Rabbanan, but it's still going to be Usr. Many sugyas relate to this, but this is where it is. Psik Resha, Delo Nechale, a very important topic. Now our next Mishnah goes to the Malacha of Kosev. HaKosev Shtei Osios, someone who writes two letters, Bein Bimino, Bein Mismo, whether it's with his left hand or his right hand, Bein Mishem Echad, Bein Mishtei Shemos, whether it's of one letter or of two separate letters, meaning you just wrote the same letter twice or two separate letters, Bein Mishtei Samanios, whether it's with two separate inks, Bechol Lashon, in any language, you are going to be Chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Chivu Shtei Osios El Mishum Roshim. The only time you're going to be Chayiv, or the real Malacha, is for Roshim, which is marking. Shekein Kosuin Al Karshia Mishkan, because what they would do in the Mishkan is they would mark the boards off to know which order they put it in. Leida Ezo Benzugo, to know which one was supposed to be next to which other one. Amar Rabbi Yudah says, Matinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. We find a short word that's part of a long word, Shem Mishimon Umishmuel. So if you just wrote Shin Mem and you really meant to write Shimon or Shmuel, Nach Minach, Noach Minach, or if you just wrote Noach and you meant to write Nachor, Don Mi Daniel, or if you just wrote Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadiel, or just God from Gadiel, you are going to be chayiv in all those situations, even though you didn't do exactly what you meant to do, but you still wrote two letters, which is its own name, which is its own significant act, so you're going to be chayiv. So now says the Gemara, we are going to analyze the first halacha of the Mishnah. So bishlam ayamin lechayiv. So I understand you're going to say that you're going to be chayiv for writing it through your right hand, mishum dederech ksiva b'kach, because that's a normal way of writing. Alasmo amai ha'in derech ksiva b'kach. But it's not normal to write things with your left hand, and we know if you do things with a shino, you're only going to be chayiv midirabanan, or it's definitely not going to be chayiv midoraisa. So how can we say that you're going to be chayiv here? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah be'iter yad shanina. We're talking about a lefty, so that's why he's going to be chayiv. Ask the Gemara though, to have a small dide kiyamin de kuyama, but let his left hand then be like everyone else's right hand, meaning va'as. So for a lefty, so you should be chayiv if you write with your left hand, because that's normal. With your right hand, you should not be chayiv. So we should have the opposite. Why are we saying you're going to be chayiv with your left or right hand? Rather, we are talking about someone who's ambidextrous. So the only way you're going to be chayiv for both your right hand and your left hand is if you are ambidextrous. Normally, we might not care if someone's going to be chayiv midoreis or midorabanan. We don't like to violate midoreis or midorabanan either. But over here, when it comes to like a doctor in a hospital writing things down, so here it might be better to do a derabanan than b'makom chole and b'makom tzorech, that it might be necessary. So that would be okay. So here it actually makes a monster difference in terms of practical halacha. Now comes the Gemara with another answer why you might be chayav with your right hand or left hand. Rabbi Yaakov Berei Debas Yaakov Amar. So Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, notice it skips a generation there, says, Hamani, who is the author of this section of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Hida Amar Lo Chivu Shtei Osios El Mishum Roshe. So maybe when we said you're going to be chayav for your left hand or your right hand, it's really talking about Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said you're only going to be chayav when you make a mark. Again, you're just making some sort of mark on the thing to know which is which, and therefore you're going to be chayav whether it's with your left hand or your right hand. It doesn't matter how you write the letters, because all we care about is the mark itself. But ask the Gemara, Avahami the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Rachel Av Rabbi Yossi. From the fact that the Sefer is attributed to Rabbi Yossi, we see that the beginning is not Rabbi Yossi. Rather, Kula Rabbi Yossi, rather the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi, and that's why you'd be chayev with your right hand and your left hand. This is Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.